The very end of the Tosas, the Kiram Alaf Yamas Leolim, Tosas quotes Yerushalmi, bothered by the fact that why is it that there isn't another case of our Mishnah, the case of a get which is al tnai. Imagine a husband divorces, there is a tnai, shloti nasi leploni, certainly she does not marry that person, that again would be mevatel the get, but she goes and marries the person's brother, the brother dies, and now indeed there's a mitzvah of Yibum. Clearly that creates a major obstacle, because if Yibum is done, so it turns out that the get is batel, there was never a marriage to the second husband, she's still an Eishes Ish to the first husband, that certainly cannot be done. And that was the unusual case. Right here and now, the only Isser Erev is Nisser of Eishes Av. There is no Isser currently of Achlas Isha, of Eishes Ish, but if Yibum indeed is done, it's going to have a ripple effect that now there is an Erev. So we discussed, is that enough to disallow Yibum, of course? How can you do Yibum? But would one apply the principle of Koshin Ol Yibum and Ol Chalitza? And indeed, is there considered to be a case of a Ptur Saros as well? So Tosas obviously is assuming in the Kasha that the answer is there's no Yibum, there's no Chalitza, there's a Ptur Saros. And if that really is true, therefore, this case should be mentioned in the Mishnah as well, that this Servatius Ish can prevent the mitzvah of Yibum from being Chal. The very end of Tosas quotes the Yerushalmi in Gittin Tesalev, where the Yerushalmi writes, there is a fundamental difference. When you're dealing with cases of Achos Isha, as an example, two brothers married to sisters, or any other case that you find in the Mishnah, after all, Taman, in those cases, HaTorah Asr Alav, the Torah creates the Isser. It's an Isser Erva, that is Moneya, the mitzvah of Yibum. When it comes to this case, that what do you mean? That here, in the case of Eishes Ish, it is the Baal Rishon, who ha-osra alav. That is created by him. This is not an Isser which is ba-me-elav. This is an Isser which indeed is ba-al-yedei-atzma. So therefore, since indeed it's true that it's totally biyad ha-megarish, in such a case, you cannot equate it to the case of Achos Isha. What exactly does that mean? Right, two very, very important ha'aras. Number one, what does it mean that was biyad hamagarish? You know, when you talk about concepts of biyad, biyado, getting that base, already you see that there are two different hagdaras of biyad. One is biyado me'ikara. It was something that I control. It was something that I control. Another possibility is, you know, that it's biyadi me'asha. Right here is something that I control. Right here is something that indeed I control. Wow. And there's a very, very fundamental difference. Now, that Gemara in Gittin Daf Beis discusses the concept of Eid Echad Neman Bisur. How do you know Eid Echad Neman Bisur? You know what Rashi writes? Rashi writes very, very simply, right? Day-to-day life. The Torah tells us that Gittin, Kedushin, that's a Dabar Sheber that requires Shnei Eidim. Dina Mamanos requires Shnei Eidim. Dina Fashos requires Shnei Eidim. Those are the chedushim of the Torah. There are certain institutions that require edus. What about day-to-day life? What about everything else? No? You invite someone to your home? You know what? What do you mean? Can he eat? Well, who says that there was a shlita? Who says that there was a hafrasha? Who says there's any nemanos whatsoever to say that, you know what, the food is good? The Torah doesn't say that you need edim. The Torah mentions exceptional cases that you need edim. After all, you need a pasuk. You need Erbas Davar, Davar Davar Mimamon, you need Drashas to require Eidim. So Rashi writes, the Muskal Rishon, the default position is that you don't require Eidim whatsoever. So therefore, Rashi writes very, very simply, the fact that I can invite you to my home, and you know what, that I can tell you this is Chulin Misupanim and it's not Tevel, that's the greatest Raya of Eid Echad Neman B'Isurim. I'm Neman, and Tosfos immediately says no. What do you mean no? But really, I can't eat in your home. I have to ask you for Aiden, b'shas afrasha. Certainly not. No, you know what Tosa says? How can you be a riot from those cases? In those cases, it's biyadi. No, what do you mean? You know why I'm neman to say that this is not tevel? Because it's biyadi. I can be mafrish. And the Torah recognizes the Nemanos, which is called Biyado. Isn't that clear? And I'll tell you a Chiddush, the Nemanos of Biyado is true. Even when it comes to Mamon, even when it comes to a Dover Sheba Erva, well, a Baal is Neman to say Gerashti as Ishti, because Biyado Lagarsha, but he's lying. He can give her a get right now. And there are Biyado Lagarsha. Well, that's something which is important, no? a husband is neman, and you've almost to say, I have a child? Because what do you mean? You're not going to believe me? I just want to exempt my wife from Ibn Chalitza. Be Yadav Lagarsha. I could divorce her right now. There wouldn't be Ibn Chalitza. Well, a father is neman to say that my young daughter is married to a person because it's Biti Nasati Yisazeh, because it's Biyadi. Biyadav Lagarsha. Biyadav Lagarsha. Let's assume, for example, that it's an older girl. It's an older girl. And a father says, she's an Ashes Ish. She's an Ashes. The father is not Emma. The father is not. Isn't it Biyado? You know what the answer is? It's not Biyado. It was Biyado. It was Biyado. So if she's a Ketana, oh, that's Biyad Ha'av. If she's a Gdola, it's no longer. It's no longer. So I'll tell you the following Kiddush. When it comes, for example, to cases, Dover Sheba Erev, you know what Biyado means? Achshav, achshav, right now I could do something. Right now I could do something. Wow, that's an important Kiddush. It has to be biyad achshav, biyad meikara is not enough, not enough whatsoever. A father is not neman to say his older daughter is because he married her off 5 years ago. No, no, no. If you can't do it right now, that's not true. I'll tell you the Kiddush, which is Rashi Shita, when it comes to Erachanam Bisurin. Even biyad meikara is considered to be sufficient. In a case, for example, of Tevel, I can mafresh right now. Let's assume there's meat which is in front of you. And I say, this is Besar Shchuta. It was shechted. I can do a Shchita right now. I can't do a Shchita right now. You know what Biyado means? Meikara. I could have done. That's the Kiddush. That no, if something is Biyadi, B'tahashta, right here and now, that Nemana supplies, even when it comes to Gittin, Kedushin, in all those cases, no? Biyado meikara, Rashi writes, is only true when it comes to Isurin, inethanem bisurin. So that's a fascinating hagdara, that sometimes you have biyado which is currently biyado. Sometimes, no. It means meikara. So I would just plug this in. No, Yushami says the following. You know that case that you're talking about the balas tanai, realize that, you know what, when Yushami says the following, that, you know what do you mean? That was Biyad Hamagarish. What exactly do we mean that it's Biyad Hamagarish? In other words, one could have argued that unlike Arayos, where it is not at all Biyad Hamagarish, here, a get al tnai was the doing of the Baal. Meikara. The get al tnai was that which he created. He created the chalos. And in such a case, oh, interesting that, you know what, maybe one cannot compare that to the cases of our Mishnah. Maybe one could go even a step further and say the following, that, you know what, in this particular case, there's Nisar Erev Eishas Ish, but, you know, it's Biyad Hamagarish. What do you mean Biyad Hamagarish? You know what I'll tell you? Achshav, it's a dying Biyad Hamagarish. A dying Biyad Hamagarish. In what sense? Because right now, the Baal Rishon could give a get to this womb, Baal Karchal, Belitnai. And if that really is true, it's considered to be Yadi Achshav. Not just simply that the whole problem, the whole chalos is something that I created in the past, but it's something that I can do in an impactful way, Mikan Lahaba. That's a very, very heavy issue. That's a very, very issue. No? That's something which is quite important. No? Okay. That already... Tosa seems to assume that, you know, Biyadi means that even Achshav, not Meikara, even Biyadi Achshav, because here I'll tell you the following possibility, is that something which is so obvious? Is that something which is so obvious? That it is considered to me right now Biyadi. What does Biyadi mean? Because I could go ahead and give a get now, Belitznai. Is that something which is so obviously true? Why would it not be? So we've discussed in the past that, you know what, there is an unusual relationship that the Baal has to the Maisa Gerish. No? He is the Baal HaChalos. He is the one who controls not only the Maisa Gerish, but the Chalos Gerish, and the Chalos Gerish as well. That's something that is Biyadah. That's something which indeed is Biyadah. We discussed it with Tosa Sarash, remember in the past now? Kedushin Daf Mem Aleph and Aleph. Where Tosus is bothered by the following. You know what? The Gemara there is a sugya of shlichus. We know that a husband can go ahead and appoint a shliach for gerushin. V'shilach. V'shilcha malamed shehi osa shliach. V'shilcha tells me a further chiddush that the woman can be mamana ashliach for Kabbalah Siddur. Wow. So you have a pasuk that says that a baal can give a get ayidei shliach, and a woman can receive a get ayidei shliach. The Tosas Rosh's father, Kedushin Daf Mem Aleph, once you have a pasuk of shlichos, and once you have the principle of shlucho shalom kamosa, shlucho shalom kamosa, so why would one distinguish and say the baal yes and the isha no? Did you require a separate gzeiras hadasa, the shilcha, maybe without psukim I wouldn't have known that they're shlichos. But once I know that they're shlichos, why do you need a pasuk to say that she can go and do the same thing? The Tosas Rosh writes a stunning chiddush. No, after all, the das gerushin is only das abal. When it comes to the isha, gerushin balkarcha. So Tosas says the following: the Tosas Rosh. If you don't require the das ha'ishim, gerish lezini balkarcha, then I would say shlichus does not work. Shlichus does not work. That's why you need a separate gzeiras hakasav and need to tell you that that's true. Wow, wow. That not only he, but even she can appoint a shliach. What exactly does that mean? That since ma'isa gerish is balkarcha shlichus, so I would have said shlichus is not. You may remember the past. We connected this with another Tosis. No, a Tosis in Suvas Daf, Ayin Dalet Amen Aleph. There, the Gemara has an unusual principle. Unusual principle. You know what? B'nei Gadam B'nei Reuven. Whoa. That was Yerusha Sarex. Oh. So you know what? We learn a lot from B'nei Gadam B'nei Reuven. B'nei Gadam B'nei Reuven. That's the whole concept of Tanai. Mishpatei HaTanai. Just like what that was Al Tanai, in Yavro Chalutzim. If yes, yes, if no, no. So therefore that serves as the basis of time. And the Gemara says the following stunning chiddush, that there's a correlation. Milsa de isa b'shlichus, isa b'tnai. Lesa b'shlichus, lesa b'tnai. There are two halachas that go hand in hand. One is, can you appoint a shliach? And another is, can you attach a tnai? Why exactly are those two related? So Tosas begins by saying the following. Well, look, you know, Chalukah Saretz, number one was Al Tanai, Merah Chalitzin. Number two, it was done with some form of representation. Representation. After all, the Nasi represented the Shevet. So you know what? So these two halachos are evident in B'nai Gadam and Reuven. Number one is Tanai, number two is Shlichus. So that's why the Gemara says, in stunning principle, that Milsa de Isha b'Shlichus Isa b'Tanai, Lesa b'Shlichus, Lesa b'Tanai, so Tosus is Vader, Mas for Yesh B'Kar. What is it, Zegzeris HaKasu? What does one have to do with another? What does one have to do with another? Why not say that the whole parish of Tanai is Karka? And maybe it's Tanai, only works when it comes to Karka. Why do you pick on these two things? That number one, it was Al Tanai. Number two was Ayde Shlichus. So Shlichus and Tanai go hand in hand. You want to say that you're deriving from B'nei Gadam Reuven? So maybe it only applies to Eretz Yisrael? Maybe it only applies to Yerusha Saretz? Maybe it only applies to Karka? We don't say that. So how do you know when to say that, oh, it has to be like this? It doesn't have to be like that. Well, Satosa says the story. There must be a compelling story. There's a Tzad HaShavash of Shlichus and Tanai, which is absolutely, absolutely critical. You know what that's called? Tosu says, Baibus. You are the Baal HaChalos. You are the Baal HaChalos. How do you demonstrate that this is something that is yours, you own, you control? You know, the answer is the following. You know what? I can sell it. I can sell it conditionally. I can sell it categorically. I can sell it myself. I can sell it through agency, through shlichus. Shlichus and Tanai are indicators of Bibles, that I am the Baal HaChalos. So for example, when it comes to other cases, let's say when it comes to Shchita, you need Koach Gavra, if the knife just happens to fall, and all of a sudden it severs the Karna Veshes, that's not a Shchita Ksher. You need Koach Gavra. It has to be my act. But when I do a shchita, I have no control over the chalos whatsoever. I can't do a shchita al tanai. You know what? Last time you didn't pay me. So you know, I'm going to do my shchita right now. If and only if you pay my wages, then the shchita's gone. And if you don't, the animal's an avela. The animal's an avela. Can you go ahead and do so al tanai? Certainly not. You don't control the chalos whatsoever. That's even true when it comes to chalitza. A maisa chalitza is necessary, but the baal is not a din bailin on the chalos of chalitza. Sometimes the Torah says an act, and you know what? Whatever happens, happens naturally. And sometimes you really are the baal chalos, and therefore you could do so achshav, you could do chalach arzman, I could do a kedushin lach arzman, I can do a gerish lach arzman, I can't do a shechita lach arzman. I'll do a shechita right now that the chalos will be a month from now, that you can't do. You don't control the chalos in any shape or form. So that's a very great ha'ara tosis, a beautiful hagdara, that there's certain dinim that are dependent on bailus, and bailus. One indicator of bailus is shlichus, what is tnai, and that's why the Gemara says the office of shlichus and tnai always go hand in hand. It's not just a gzeiras akasu, but rather that you're considered to be Bala Gerishin. Oh, I will tell you, that's the Tosa Sarash. So there's something unusual. What right does a woman have to appoint a shliach to receive her get? She is the Bala Sachalos. You don't require Das Aisha or for Gerishin. All you require is the Mais and the Sina, but not some other. So you know what I would have said? That Shlichus should not work when it comes to Kabbalah Saget. It works when it comes to the Baal. But how does it work when it comes to Kabbalah Saget? You don't even require your das. You know what Tosfos Rashi writes? That's why the Gemara needs a separate Gzeiras HaKasa for Shlichus for Kabbalah Saget. Because I would not have said that, well, isn't it obvious that if the Baal, so to the Isha. No. The Baal is the Baal HaKalos. The Baal is the Baal HaKalos. Not true when it comes to the Isha at all. Wow, that's an important Chiddush. And I would say, not for us right now, but the following. And now the Maskana, that you do have a pasuk, I would raise the following issue. This is from Maseches Kitten. No? Are the shlichus of the Baal and the shlichus of the Isha identical? Identical. Or is there a whole list of nafkaminas? In other words, I would have said you can't compare them. You have a gzeras akasa v'shilcha, that even she can appoint the shliach. Once you have the gzeras akasa, now is the maskana that the same type of shlichus that works for a Baal works for Isha? Or do I argue these are two very different hagdaros of shlichus? I would use my language, now that because or despite? Despite, no? Despite the fact that this is a very different type of shlichus. Nonetheless, the chiddush is that a measure of shlichus works, but it's not the same as the baal. The baal is shlichus in chalos, and that's not true when it comes to Isha, but yes, there's a limited shlichus to allow her to go in to accept the get. The Rambam has differences between the shlichus of the Baal, the shlichus of the Isha, even after the Gzeiras HaKasa. That's something which is very important. The right that a Baal has to go in and do this is because he is the Baal HaKalos. Let me ask you the following. Wow. A Baal goes in and divorces his wife, and the get is Al-Tanai. Amanash lo tinasi lepon. Does he have the ability now to go ahead and reissue a get? And that new get is going to say, Hareyat Muteris Lachaladam. Hareyat Muteris Lachaladam. Tosis assumes the Dabar Pashut, yes. Dabar Pashut, yes. It's Biyado. You know what Biyado means? It's Biyado Mi'achshav. It's Biyado Achshav. That, you know what? It's true. Previously, I issued a get, which was Al-Tanai. But you know what? I can easily undo that. I can go ahead and reissue a get without any tanai, without any if, ands, or buts. Hare zagiteh, hare akuteres lachalada. Akuteres lachalada. So if it's biyadi, how can you equate it to two brothers marrying two sisters where it's absolutely not biyadi whatsoever? Wow, that's a kiddush. But as you mentioned, at the end of last year, there's a tshuvas harash, klal memei, simen chavtes, that you cannot do that. You cannot do that. Bishlama, if you are the Baal, you're the Baal. That empowers you. You're the Baal HaGerish, you're the Baal HaChalos. You can go ahead and have a Das Matne, Das Kona, Das Gerish into La Shui Yigita, to create a get. What's happening here? What do you mean? L'chola Olam, she is not an Eishas Ish. There's one thread. You know, that links. One thread that links. Now, there's one person in this world who, as far as he is concerned, Chutz Laploni, she's still considered to be an Ishus Ish. If that really is true, if the Ishus is so weakened, that the Ishus only expresses itself in terms of Chutz Laploni, is it so obvious that I have the status of the Baal HaGet, the Baal HaGerushin, that I can issue such a get? So something which is incredible. The Rush writes, no. The Rush writes, no. You do not have that ability in any shape or form. Wow, that's something which is really stunning. You don't have the ability to go ahead and to issue another get that says, Harayat Muteris L'chal Adam. You already issued a get that, what do you mean, that Harayat Muteris L'chal Adam Chutz L'Ruvein. You cannot go into it. You don't have the koach. By virtue of the koach that the Torah invested in me, I can issue this get. The answer is koach of what? You don't have the status of the Baal HaChalos, therefore that cannot be done. Is there any way you can rectify that? Is there, you know what, the Rush writes something which is incredible. You know what you can do? If she's a player, you can remarry her. And now you will reinstate your full din bailus. And now you can issue a get of Harayat Muteris L'chal Adam. Harayat Muteris L'chal Adam. That's the only recourse. That's the only recourse. Wow, that's something which is pretty striking. The only recourse that you have is to remarry, to reestablish, and now you can go ahead and issue a get. And if the new get is Harayat Muteris L'chal Adam, guess what? Harayat Muteris L'chal Adam. You know why that's so important? Number one, it's a fascinating Kiddush. Number two, that's not going to help us here. Not going to help. What happened here? No? A get was issued, Amanash L'tinase L'Ruvain, and she went ahead and married Shimon. She went ahead and married Shimon, the brother of Ruvain. He no longer has that ability to go ahead and to she's an Eish HaSish. He cannot say, you know what, I'm going to marry you again to reinstate my status as the Baal, and I will go ahead and give the get B'litzat. You cannot do that. She's already Yiskadsha the Shinnah. And in that case, wow, that would not even be Eitzah. The Eitzah that the Rush will give you is not going to work. In the case where a get was given outside Chutz L'Ploni, now it works. But if Halcha V'Niseish L'Shimon, it is not going to work in any shape or form. Wow. So that's an important Ha'ara. Wow. So the Yerushalmi writes that, you know what, that you can't necessarily compare the cases of our Mishnah, that case of Eish HaSish, after all. Because when it comes to our Mishnah, these are Yisurei Torah. When it comes to the case of Balas Tanai, Yad HaMagarish, and two possibilities. Was it B'yad HaMagarish, meaning that it was B'yad HaMagarish? Or it is B'yad HaMagarish. Is B'yad HaMagarish because he can go and issue new get? Or maybe B'yad HaMagarish, because according to the Rush, he can remarry an issue again. Oh, that will not help us in this particular case. And perhaps to an extent, it's very relevant to the following. But the Yerushalmi gives us like a technical, that difference. You know what? You can't compare A to B. You can't compare A to B. What exactly does that mean? That we pointed out was a Sefik, an Urzarua, Chelek Aleph, Simen Tavkub Tzadivav, and that's the following. What is the Kavana of the Yerushalmi? You know, we have a very technical question. Why didn't Rebbe include this in the Mishnah? Why not include Eish HaSish? You know what? I can give you a technical teretz. I can give you a fundamental teretz. I can tell you the following. You know what? In principle, it could have been included in the Mishnah. Because all the dinim of Rafai Eish HaSish or Rafai Achasisha, why was it not mentioned? Okay, it wasn't mentioned because you often have that. No. The Mishnah Baba Kama, Daf Dalet, has four of us Nezikin. When you look in the Braisa, there are many more than four of us in Zikin. No, so the Gemara questions, how come Rebbe only included these four cases? No, not the expanded list. It doesn't necessarily mean an afkamina, but rather, whenever you make a list, you know what, maybe there's something that kind of limits. Not every list is open-ended. Or one could argue that, no, this is not just a technical difference. Fundamentally, the halachos of the Mishnah do not apply to the case of Eish HaSish. It's not that, you know, that Rebbe felt that I'm only dealing with this class. But it's not true. It wasn't even an option. Why not? Because maybe I'll tell you the following. The halach is not true. That even in that fancy case of Eish HaSish, Eina Poteris Sarasa. There is no Poteris. Or maybe one could suggest a stunning Chiddush. Maybe in that case of Eish HaSish, Midaraisi Nid Chalitza. Midaraisi Nid Chalitza. If the halach is either that, although there's no Yibum, we need Chalitza, or if the halacha is that even if there's no yibam, no chalitza, but there's no ptur tzaros, then the question doesn't begin. It's not even a candidate. Why was it not mentioned in the Mishnah? The answer is because it would be wrong to include the Mishnah, because the halacha is so different. As opposed to arguing that, no, this didn't fit the class that Rebbe indeed was referring. Rebbe was only dealing with the Arayos, which are Bama Eila, and not with his Ba'ade Atzma. Wow, that's a Safek in or Zeruah. And the Zeruah mentions the following, that maybe fundamentally when it comes to Ishazish, there is no Purtsaros whatsoever. And the Yom Shoshon writes the following, maybe that should depend on Ches, on the whole Makar, on the whole Makar. What's happening here? There is no real Isser Erva right now. All I can argue is there's a potential, there's a pending Isser Erva. That potential pending Isser is Monea Lekicha. It doesn't allow the Yavam and the Yavama to be married. Be married. Oh, so how much of an impediment is there? Well, I'll tell you the following. If the halacha, that when you have an Isser Erva, you can't do Yibam, is based on Rebbe, Ulekacha Lalisha, an inherent requirement of Yibun is Ishus. You cannot have such a case when it comes to the Balas Tanai Reishas Ish. There is no way that you can have a Tfisas Kedushin. And if Tfisas Kedushin is absolutely essential, whether it's per se, or whether it's because of the ripple effect, that once you're going to do Yibun, then everything is Nekar L'mafreya, so in such a case, then you know what I would argue? Ein Balukuchin. And if the source is Lekacha and the flip is Ein Balukuchin, you know what I would tell you? No Yibum, no Chalitza, Poteres Sarasa. But if you're going to tell me that no, all of this is rooted in the Parsha Sarayas, and it's based on the Pasuk of Litzror is an example. Litzror, it's based on Aleha, it's based on Litzror, and everything has to be Dumida Chasisha, there's a fundamental difference, no? In the case of a Chasisha, there's an Isser Erva. In the case of Eishas Ish, there is no Isser Erva. There is no Isser Erva. Right now, the only Isser is Eishas Ach. You can't go ahead and do Yibum. I understand. You can't go ahead and do Yibum. But there is no Isser Erva currently. And how indeed could you argue that, therefore, what is true of two brothers marrying two sisters of Achazisha is true in this case as well? And this is the huge Kiddush of the Ramban. In the Rashba, the very beginning of the Masechta Adab, Beis Adab, Beis Amad Aleph. You know what? That the Ramban and the Rashba debate, in that case of Alas Nai, it's obvious that pragmatically you cannot do Yibam, that'll be catastrophic. Yibam is going to mean you violate the Nisr of Gidarayos of Eishas Ish. But is it so obvious we would say, Kol She'eno Ol Yibam, Ol Chalitza? We'd really say that that's true, that if there's no Yibam, there's no Chalitza. No Yibam Chalitza means, after all, that the Zika is the term Yibam Chalitza, and if the Makam She'en Bo Zika, obviously, there's no chalitza. There's no separate zika for Yibam and chalitza. But in this particular case, where right here and now there is no Isra'eshes Ish, but rather it's something which is pending. So the Rashba writes a stunning chiddush. The Rashba writes, you're obligated midaraisa to do chalitza. You know what? Just like Rover Shon Achad Lav Ve'esei. You know what? I can't do Yibam, but you're obligated to do chalitza. Because there is a Zika right now that the only Isser is Nisser of Eishasach. I can't go ahead and do Yibam because of that ripple effect, but that's enough to argue that the Zika completely is Baka. So the Rashba writes the following, that's stunning, that you're Chayim, the Chalitza, that any Korab, I would not call this Kol She'eno Ol Yibam, Ol HaChalitza. And Ramban disagrees. The Ramban writes that no, maybe one would argue that, you know what, that in Ol Yibam, in Ol HaChalitza, but who says there's a Ptur Tzaros? Who says there's a Ptur Tzaros? Whenever you cannot go ahead and have Yibam because it's going to trigger an Isser Erva, I understand, that you can't do Chalitza as well. But is it so obvious indeed that there's a Ptur Tzaros? So these are Diyunim in the Ramban, and the Rashba Artosis assumes no Yibam, no Chalitza, Ptur Tzaros, and therefore, why is not mentioned in the Mishnah? Wow. Rashba writes, you're Chayim b'chalitza, you're Chayim b'chalitza. Stunning, no? And the Ramban writes, a safek, with the chalitza or not? And the Ramban writes that even if you're potem in a chalitza, but who says that indeed there is a Tzur Tzaros? Rabbi Chan Lekol Batzaros in Simen Hei discusses the following. The halacha of koshe en olim chalitza, the ikar hadin means zika, kares, erva. But is there also a second aspect of koshe en olim chalitza, and that is machmas davar acher? Machmas davar acher. When Yibum cannot be done, not because present is her erva, but nonetheless, Yibum cannot be done because of Balas Tanai. So in such a case, do we assume that that is enough in order to go ahead and to argue that there's no Yibum, no Chalitza, and potentially up towards Saros as well? That's something which is Very, very fundamental. Okay. Okay. The Gemara Daf Yudim Abayis discusses a very fundamental machlokas of Yochanan and Reish Lakish. The Gemara says the following. Levi was of the opinion that inami ktani, meaning what? That even if you have a relationship that was illicit, a relationship that was be'isser, still it would be a candidate to be mentioned in the Mishnah and Daf Beis. After all the cases in Daf Beis are cases where you have, you know, an isser erev that could surface, and there was no other problem, no other issue at all. Could I argue that, you know what, maybe we could include the Mishnah Daf Beis even cases where there was an element of Aveira? For example, we discussed now the case of Anusa Savid. Even if it's Aser, it's only Nisrolav. And there is Tfisas Kedushin. Would that be fair to construct such a case of Anusa Savid? Or can I argue, you know what? No. Anusa Savid means there was an Issa that was violated. And even if you can construct a case of evil, because it's Chavilav, but there is Tfisas Kedushin, Rebbe was not going there, right? He did not include in the Mishnah Daf Beis cases that, yes, there was an issue for Isser or Baver. So Levi is of the opinion, de'i namiktan, meaning even cases where there's an element of Isser, nonetheless, right, that could in principle be included in the Mishnah, and therefore the Gemara raises the following kasha, that Reish Lakish said to Rabbi Yochanan the following, if that really is true, so this may, why can't we go ahead and include the following case? Acholeitz liyavinto, a person who goes ahead and does chalitza, and all of a sudden, the chazir of the kitchen. Wow, you know, Reuven dies, Shimon does chalitza, and then Shimon goes ahead and marries this woman after chalitza. Marries this woman after chalitza, and guess what? Shimon dies. Umeis v'lobanim. Meis v'lobanim. Wow. So what happens? What happens in that particular case? All right. So what exactly does that mean? Okay, Shimon does chalitza. Okay. I got that. Now, all of a sudden, v'chazavikitsha. Are you allowed to do that? So clearly, no, that's an issa. All right? Because the pasuk says the following. You went ahead and did chalitza. You know what? We have a tine against you. Why? Asher lo yivne es beis avchi. Because of your refusal to go ahead and to build the house of your brother. That's unusual. No? The pasuk should say that what is the indictment, the criticism of this Yavam? I would have said, Asher lo bona. He had an opportunity to rebuild the house of his brother and refused to do so. Why does the pasuk say, Asher lo yivne? What do you mean, lo yivne es beis avchi? Asher lo bona es beis avchi. He did chalitz instead of yibun. Oh, so the Gemara says something stunning. Kevan shlobana, shuv lo yivne. It's not just something that up until now he did not yibum, but by doing chalitza, he loses the future opportunity to do yibum. He will never be able to be bona beisachi. Kevan shlobana, shuv lo yivne. Wow, so you know what? You have a yavama, where, okay, yibum should have taken place, but chalitza took place. After chalitza took place for this yavama, to marry this Yavama. In such a case, you know what? That's an issa. And what is the nature of this issa? That's Nisr Lav. Asher lo yivne. Kevan shlavana shlo yivne. An unbelievable focus for Yochanan Reish Lakish. Good. You know what? How does this affect the other brothers? And how does this affect the other wives? Well, one thing is clear. Everyone agrees. That Yavam and this Yavama, those two people, that's an issa lav. What about beyond those two people? What about all of the other brothers? And what about all the other wives? No? So Reish Lakish is of the opinion, stunning. You know what? As far as everyone else is concerned. So in such a case, there's an Issacharis. There's an Issacharis of Eish Asach. There's an Issacharis. That's Eish Asach Shalom HaMakom Mitzvah. So as far as everyone else is concerned, what do I mean by everyone else? Number one, all the other brothers. Number two, all the other wives, even from the perspective of Shimon, there's an Issacharis. But very limited. Who, when it comes to Shimon, ain chayav al chalutz Issacharis? Shimon, the one who did chalitza, now I'm going to throw in the pasuk of Asher lo yidnes beisachim. Wow. And I'm going to go a step further. That's only true regarding this wife. When it comes to the tzaros, the other wives of Reuven, ben who, whether it's Shimon or ben Achim, then there's a chiyuv karis. Wow. So Shlakish says the following. Once chalitza is done, incredible. You know what? There's nisakaris, with one exception. That Yavam and that Yavama, there the Torah goes out of its way and says, you know what? That you refuse to do, you can no longer do in the future, but Ashul Yivn is nisar allowed. Is that something which is done? Wow. And Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. Rabbi Yochanan said that certainly is not true. You know what? Benu, whether we're talking about this guy, Shimon, or Ben Achim, you know what? There's no Issacharis. This Issacharis is Baka. After a while, there wasn't a feeling evil. And therefore, this Isser of Shuvlo Yivna, this Isser Lav, not only applies to Shimon, it applies to all of the brothers. Wow. And Rabbi Yochanan goes a step further. And the same thing is true as far as the wives are concerned. That, you know what? There's no Issacharis for any of their brothers, and there's no Issacharis as far as any of the tzaros are concerned. In other words, there was Nefili Yibo. The Isser of Jei Shesach is gone. The only candidate for Isser right now is Kevan Shlobana Shulov Yidna. How do you jump? This is something amazing, the Gemara says that. How do you jump from Shimon to his brothers? And how do you jump from this Yavama to all the tzaros? How do you make that huge leap? So the Gemara says something incredible. No, let's see what this means. The Gemara says that Ihu, whatever Shimon does, Shlichusa da'achim ka'avid. He's only acting as a yachid. There's a Zika which is chal on the entire bais. And in some shape or form, that the chalitza that Shimon does is impactful for all of the brothers. And the same thing is when it comes to this wife. Ihi, Shlichusa da'tzara ka'avid. Wow. We'll have to see what that means. A form of the shlichus. The chalitza is not only something Hashem does personally. The chalitza affects the entire Zika as a whole. So you know what? Whatever would apply to Shimon applies to their brothers. Whatever applies to her applies to all other tzaros. Wow. And in that case, this Sirkaris is gone. That's a huge machlokas. Everyone agrees, Yachon Shlakish, as far as these two players are concerned, there's only an Isserlav. But what about when it comes to everybody else? Huge, no? According to Rish Lakish, Shashita is in the Sirkaris, and according to Yochanan, the Sirkaris really is considered to be that which is Paka. Wow. So you know what? Rish Lakish is bothered in the following, that you know what? Now I have another case where there's Nisakaris. A case of, after all, Cholitz Vimtu V'chaz V'kitsha. So that's like the cases in our Mishnah. Where there's an Isser Kares that would prevent any further relationship. So why is this not mentioned at all in the Mishnah? So Rabbi Yochanan gives a very technical teretz. You know what? Because there's another Chiddush of our Mishnah. The chain continues. Ain't Sarah. No? That can continue in the future as well. Here, if you have a categorical Isser to all of the brothers, so ain't of it Sarah. It ends there. You can't go in and continue the chain. Oh, another brother does evil. No, there's the Sakaris. That cannot be done. Wow. So Rish Lakish's father, according to me, that there's the Sakaris. So can't this be mentioned in the Mishnah? Rabbi Yochanan says, no. It's understandable. Ain't a bit sarah. The Gemara raises the obvious question. Rabbi Yochanan has to come on with such a teretz. Ain't a bit sarah. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's chavilavim. Because Sakaris is paka. What is the Gemara answer? Lidvarov Kamar. He was being the Yashiv Vakasha. You know what? He was explaining, I disagree with Rish Lakish. But even according to you, we can understand why it's not mentioned in the Mishnah, because in a Basarasa. Wow. So before we get to even what the Machlokas Yavim Rish Lakish is, one thing is Bafurish in Gemara, you know? That when Chalitza indeed is done, there's an Isser Lav. Of Kevin, Shlobana, Shlobo Yivna. There's an Isser Lav. There's something which is absolutely clear. No? That's an Isser Lav. And in Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Shlakish, what about when it comes to the balance? No? The other wives, and indeed the other brothers. If you look at the Sugya and Daf, Nun Gilma Beis, that's also Mefurish. There the Gemara says the following, a Mishnah says a Kiddush, that Ein Achar Chalitza Klum. Once Chalitza is performed, we're done. Oh, the Gemara raises the following Kasha. Is that a Kiddush that once Chalitza is done, there's no longer any opportunity? You know what the Gemara suggests? Well, look, you know what? If you hold like Reish Lakish, that's obvious. Because there's Nisakares. And if there's Nisakares, so therefore once Chalitza is done, no one else can go ahead and do Yibum. That's obvious. Oh, the Gemara says the following. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, it says, Kula Besa Balabkai, the Gemara Daf Gimel Beis, that you know what? Once Chalitza is done for everyone, there's only Nisar Lav, this Mishnah is a very great Kiddush. The Mishnah says, once Chalitza is done, you know what? Ain't Achar Chalitza Klum. You know what that indicates, the Gemara says? Oh, that indicates that Mishnah must be Aliba de Rabbi Akiva, that there's no Tfisas Kedushin B'chavi Lavin. Because according to Rabbi Yochanan, what's the problem with Ishus L'Achar Chalitza? You know what the problem is? There is an Isser of Shuv Lo Yivneh. Shuv Lo Yivneh is not Karis, it's not Nisa, it's Nisar Lav. Why would I say Ein Achar Chalitza Klum? See, the Gemara says the following. Wow, you see that Mishnah is like Rabbi Akiva Shita, that there's no Tisas Kedushin B'chavi Lavin, and therefore, according to Reish Lakish, it's not Chavi Lavin, there's Nisar Karis. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, that there's never Karis after Chalitza. All there is an Nisar Lav. Okay, so in such an instance, that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. The Mishnah follows the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. So Mefurish in our Gemara, Mefurish Nesugya Daf Mem Gimel Beis, that according to Rabbi Yochanan Shita, there is an Isser Lav of Ishus La'achar Chalitza, Kevin Shlabana, Shlodo Yivne, and when you look in the Rambam, V'chusivim, Perek Aleph, Alachi Yibbeis, you find something which is stunning. The Rambam writes the following, Acholetz Levimta, Chalitza is done. You know what? Nesr HaChalutza. Now she's forbidden. What does it mean, she's forbidden? The Rambam continues, she, v'chol tzaras el, in any of the tzaras. And forbidden to whom? The Rambam writes, ala choleis v'arshal ha'achim. In other words, one passes like Rabbi Yochanan. Once Chalitza is done, we're done. Now, forbidden. And what is the chomer ha'avera? Wow. So the Rambam writes something which is stunning. V'kulan asura saleihen midivri sofi. Wow. Midivri sofi. Gets Poshub Shat, assuming Divrei Sofrim, by the Mishnah, in Issid Rabbanan. Nesmachta. According to Reish Lakish, it's an Issid Karis. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, this drasha that the Poshub uses the word Yivne instead of Banav, and that means that, you know what, even in the future you cannot marry, the Rambam writes that that's an Nesmachta. That's something which is stunning. Nesmachta Rabbanan. You know, Boshub Shat's against our sugya. It's against the Gemara Daf and Gimel Beis. But that's how the Rambam understands it. No? The Rambam writes me Divrei Sofer. It is true. Maybe sometimes Divrei Sofer, the Rambam means Torah Sheval Peh as a drasha. Okay. But the Mishnah writes on its face, the Rambam seems to indicate that this is not an Issur Lav, but rather this is an Issur Drabba. I will tell you the following. Perhaps Lashita say. If you look in Sefer Mitzvahs, is there a lav of a Shelo Yivne? Would you include a lav of a Shelo Yivne in Sefer Mitzvahs? After all, Kevan Shlabana, Shelo Yivne, a lav daraisa. Would you include this lav in Sefer Mitzvahs? So I'll tell you something fascinating. The Rambam does not. You don't find this love. Who is so troubled by this fact? The Ramban. The Ramban, in the very end of all the mitzvahs to say, the Ramban has what he calls mitzvah sheshach acharav. All the mitzvahs to say, the Ramban forgot to come. No? In the end of all the lavim, you have the mitzvah sheshach acharav, that the Ramban forgot to come. Guess what? In the shichichas halavim, mitzvah yud dalet, guess what the Ramban writes? Why is it that the Rambam does not count the Yisra'el of Kevin Shlabana Shavayivna. Why is this not present in Tariq Mitzvos? That's Ramban's Kasha. Ramban's Kasha. The Megillah Esther writes something that's not at all so simple. Not at all so simple. The Megillah Esther tells you to take a look in Shorishvi. Shorishvi. You know what Shorishvi is? The Ramban Sefer Mitzvos. That's what the Rambam writes, that do not count the Dinei HaMitzvos independently. You have certain themes in the Torah that have a lot of dinim, a lot of dinim. The Torah tells you a person, Rachman al-Islam, takes life for shogay. There are a lot of halachos. There are a lot of halachos that follow. Now, every halacha you're going to count as a separate mitzvah, a separate mitzvah. You do that, you're going to have more than a dozen mitzvahs when it comes just to irnidachas, no? Because the Torah mentions like all the scenarios, no? When yes, when no. What happens if the Rotzeach leaves? What are the rights of the Gol Adam? Every din you're going to count separately. So the Gesetz writes, all the dinei, Yibam Chalitza, you're going to count separately. So therefore the Rambam has a mitzvah Yibam, there is a mitzvah Chalitza we discussed, and included in that is all of the dinei Yibam, the dinei Yibam as well. That's what the Gesetz writes. V'chori here, there's a much more simple answer. No, that's the Rambam in Aleph Yudbeis. V'kulon asura salehen midivrei sofrin. But Kulana, the Rambam writes in Sefer Mitzvos, I'm not going to count Divrei Sofrim. I'm not going to count Divrei Sofrim in Tariq Mitzvos. The Rambam writes that all of this is considered Divrei Sofrim, and therefore that deed is not going to be counted, not counted at all. Wow, wow, wow. That's a pretty heavy chiddush. But no doubt the following difficulty that, yeah, but Poshub Shatnar Gemara and Kimat Mufurish the Sugya Daflin Gimel. This is Nisr Lav Darais. This is Nisr Lav Darais. How does the Rami have the possibility of assuming that this is only considered to be that which is an Asmachta Drabanan? Wow. How exactly is that possible? Wow. If you look in the Keren Ora here suggests the following possibility. Maybe there are other Gemaras that indicate differently. Other Gemaras that indicate differently. And maybe in light of those Gemaras, the Rambam Paskin, yes, that this isn't the very same. What other sugya would you point to? The Keren Ora writes, the Gemara later, Adap, Men Dalet Amalala. The Gemara says the following, like stunning, verb. So basic. You know what? A person goes ahead and does chalitza. He does chalitza to this woman. Yeah, but there are other wives as well. How do you know that just because he did chalitza to A, that we're done? How do you know that that's true? Maybe, okay, once Khalisa is done to that wife, I understand. But there are other wives as well. Maybe now the Yavam has to address the Zika to the other wives also. Maybe one could suggest that just because Chalatz Rishona, maybe one could argue there's still a Chiv of Yibam Lashniya. Wow. How do you know that indeed that, wow, Ahav Amina, he did Chalitza, but now Yibam. Ahav Amina of Yibum to B after Chalitza to A. How do you know that that's not true? You know what the Gemara says? Because the Pasuk says, Asher lo yivne, svei zochiv. Kevan shlo bana, shuv lo yivne. You did Chalitza to A, meaning that you didn't opt for being bona be zochiv. Lo yivne means we're done. Not that lo bana zeh and yivne zeh. Kevan shlo bana, shuv. The Kernel points out, that's like striking, no? The Gemara has such a havamina that, you know what, even though you did chalitza, you'd be obligated to do Yibum. In other words, we should view each Zika as its own island, granularly, individually. I resolve the Zika to her, but now I have to address the Zika to the Tzara. And maybe that would even mean Yibum la chalitza. The Gemara says, no. The Pasuk tells us, Kevan shlobana shuvo yivne. You know what that seems to indicate? Kevan shlobana shuvo yivne. That you see from here that once chalitz is done, there's no longer a mitzvah of yibum. There's no longer a mitzvah of yibum. Wow. Okay, that's the pasuk. Kevan shlobana shuvo yivne. there no longer is a mitzvah to be bona shem la'achiv ha'metz. Wow, is there an iser? Is there an iser? How do you know that there's an iser? Oh, because the pasuk says yivne. Yeah, you need the pasuk of yivne to tell us that there's no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah. But isn't it overreaching to say, not only is there no mitzvah, but there's an iser lav? I know there's an iser lav. You want to argue there's no mitzvah, and if there's no mitzvah, there's a chi of karish of eshesach. Okay, maybe one can argue. Whenever there's no mitzvah of yivne, there's an iser of eshesach. Here we're arguing there is no iser of eshesach. There's no mitzvah, but there's a separate iser lav. How do you know that there's a separate iser lav? How indeed do you know that that's true? All you know from the pasuk and the mandalit now is there's no mitzvah yibum l'shniyah. But how do you know that indeed there is an iser? There is an iser. So maybe I'll tell you a stunning chiddush, the Rambam. That's only an asmachta. That's only an asmachta. In Achinami, in light of the sugya later on daf mandalit, that there's no mitzvah yibum. So when the Gemara says, and therefore do not do, maybe do not do means that and a smach the Rabbanan. Wow, that's the Kenora suggests. Fascinating possibility. Rish Lakish says, it's in a Sakarius, Rav Yochanan says, it's mutter. It's mutter. Just there's no mitzvah, and an isser, nisser drabbanan. Wow. Laura Chaner points out the following. Maybe there's another Gemara. You don't have to go so far, daf mem dalet. The very next daf. The Gemara says this, that you know what? Yeah. If a person is haba'o yibintel, yibum is done. Once yibum is done, the tzara is asura. Once he does yibum to A, he cannot go ahead and marry B. Once yibum is done to A, he cannot go ahead and marry B, the co-wife. Oh. I know that that's true. The Gemara is going to tell us the following kiddush, and daf yinalei. What do you mean? The pasuk says beis achim. Oh, the Gemara has the following drasha. No, beis echad ubona, ve'eno bona shnei batim. Beis achim means once, beis achim. But eno bona shnei batim. You know what that is? That's an essay. If a person were to go ahead and do yibum to a subsequent wife, you know, he's violating an essay of beis achiv in affirmative, and eno bone shnei batim. Wow. So that's fascinating. According to Reish Lakish, that would be Nisar Karis. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, that's an essay, that there is no Nisar Karis, because shlichusa da achim ka'avik. And therefore, what's true of the one who does yibum chalitza is true of all other brothers. And therefore, for this brother or another brother to do yibum after yibum was done, that's an essay of shlichusa da'achim, shlucha da'achim. So the Rav Chanan points out that would really be very unusual. In other words, la'achar yibum to be yamim etzari is an essay. It's an essay. And la'achar chalitza, that is considered to be allowed. Lachar Yibum is only an essay. Lachar Chalitza is considered to be that which is allowed. That which is allowed. If there really was such a drasha that, you know what, on a level of Daraisa, one opportunity to Yibum Chalitza no more, why would it be that Lachar Yibum there's an essay, and Lachar Chalitza indeed there's allowed? Or Al Chanera, it's maybe that's what lent the Rambam to assume a Kiddush, that this love is not really in Issur Lav at all. But rather, an asmach the drabam. I would add the following. There is another Gemara, Daf Memamadeis, where the Gemara raises the following issue. And how to read the Gemara is not so clear. The Gemara explains in Abchav Gimel that of course there are arayos daraisa. And there's shnios larayos. Daf chavalav, shnios larayos. Shnios larayos. No? That's v'shmartim es mishmartim. V'shmartim es mishmartim. Shnios larayos. So, okay. So you can't marry, you know, that certain relatives midaraisa, other relatives midrabanam. The Gemara raises the following issue: the Ribaylu Gazr Shnias Bechalutza Ola. Gazr Shnias Bechalutza Ola. Is there a gzer of Shnias Narayas when it comes to a Chalutza? When it comes to a Chalutza. You know what? A person does Chalitza to this woman. Is he allowed to marry this woman's great-grandmother? Great-grandmother. A great-grandmother normally is part of Shnias Narayas, no? Can he go ahead and marry the great-grandmother of, right? The person did Chalutza. The Gemara says the following. Maybe one would argue the following. The Erva Daraisa, when you're dealing with real arayos, goes Rabbanon Shnios. When you're dealing with a chalutza, where it wasn't really issues, there was a zika, and the zika is paka, the chalutza, so lo goes Rabbanon Shnios. That's the suffix of the Gemara. How far do you go when it comes to Shnios Larayos through marriage? Does it apply regarding one's wife? Absolutely yes. Does it apply regarding chalutza, where there was a relationship of zika, and that zika is severed? Okay. So that's the shad of the Gemara. No? Gozer chalutzas, shnios v'chalutza, or not. So Rashi explains the problem. You know what? When it comes, for example, to one's wife, be'ishto, so Rashi writes the following. The mother is aser. Your wife's mother is aser. Your wife's grandmother is aser. And there's even a gzera of a great-grandmother as well. Okay. When it comes, for example, to chalutza, Rashi writes the following, that afilu arayos didad rabanan, when it comes to a chalutza, or even the arayos of a chalutza are the rabanan, Maybe lo gozer shnias. Again, the Gemara raises the question: gozer shnias v'chalutza or not? Rashi writes the following: when it comes to one's wife, I understand. Then there are arayos deraisa and there are shnias. When it comes to a chalutza, that even the mother of a chalutza is only a din rabbanan. Who says that there's a gzera, a step further of a great? Maybe that's called like a gzera the gzera. Where goes are the krovim of the chalutza, and now where goes are the shnios of the chalutza. So that's how Rashi understands. So when the Gemara uses the phrase that chalutza, goes rabbanan, what exactly does it mean? Rashi says the following: when it comes to a chalutza, that even the relatives of the chalutza are only nisid rabbanan, so maybe that has a limitation to regular arayos, but not to shnias. You know what you see according to Rashi? Very, very clearly. When the Gemara says chalutza drabanan, it doesn't mean a chalutza is a sura drabanan. It means the relatives of the chalutza are sura drabanan. Now, when the Gemara says chalutza, which is drabanan, what exactly does that mean? Rashi writes the following: the chalutza is forbidden in daraisa, but the relatives of chalutza are only a din drabanan. How far do you go? Do you extend that even to Shnios Arayos as well? But maybe one could read the Gemara very differently. When the Gemara says, the Chalutza Drabanan, you know what it means? The Chalutza Drabanan. The Chalutza Drabanan. Not the relatives are forbidden. Rashi understands the Gemara. When the Gemara says, the Chalutza Drabanan, or Gaz Rabanan Shnios, you know what it means? That the mother of the Chalutza is forbidden Drabanan. It's enough if you say the mother. You don't have to go for it for the great-grandmother. You know what I will tell you, and how the Rambam read that Gemara? Chalutza drabanan, meaning that marrying the chalutza is only nisid rabanan, because kevan shlobana shuvo yivne is only an asmachta, and asmachta drabanan. That would be a very, very great kiddush. Now, the Gemara refers to the chalutza as drabanan. What drabanan? Your relationship with the chalutza, or your relationship with the arayos of the chalutza, the chalutza's mother? Rashi goes out of his way. Why? Because Our Gemara says, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, the chalutza is an issur lav. So when the Gemara refers to the din rabbanan, it means arayos hida. So maybe that's drabanan, but not the shnios of. The arayos daraisa, the chalutza are forbidden drabanan, but not the arayos drabanan. That would be like a gzer. No? According to the Rambam Shita, one could argue against Rashi, Chalutza Drabanan means Chalutza Drabanan. That even the fact that she is forbidden, how can that possibly be? Kevin Shlomana Shulbo Yipne. You know what the answer could very, very simply be? Very simply be that Inokinami, that's only considered to be in Asmachta, an Asmachta Drabanan. An Asmachta Drabanan. That's an important possibility. Okay. We'll have to pick up. Go over those Rambams that we discussed and the last year, those Rambams in Perek Vav with the Chazim HaChalitza. Maybe we'll see again. That Rambam would force the Rambam to assume that these are not Yisur Darais. Rather, these are considered to be that which is Yisurei Bravana. And then we'll have to discuss in tomorrow's shir this fundamental machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. You have it in Mar Makomos. Now, it sounds so stunning. Now, when a brother does Yibros Chalitza, how impactful is that to the other Tzaros and other brothers? Do we say that there's an Isra of Eshesach of Karos, or do we assume that's Paka? And once this Isra Eshesach is Paka, it's never going to resurface. And all these are new Isurim, not only as far as the Yavam and the Yavam is concerned, but even as far as Sharach is concerned and the Saran system. Okay, so we'll pick up this.